Good evening. I'll be honest, I kind of had to book here tonight. We had parent-teacher conferences until 7, so I did have to rush here a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. And Pastor did ask me to speak tonight. Before I do that, we do have some notes going out for you guys. There should be enough for everyone. But as you guys know, some of you may or may not know, I'm the youth leader here at Victory. Have been for about 3.5 years-ish since Leanne Reborn left. And, I love that ministry. I love it to death. I love being back there with the kids. I'm with high schoolers all day long. That's pretty crazy, right? But I love that ministry. I love teaching those guys. I love being with those guys, going on crazy trips over the summer. Some more adventurous than others, but when Pastor asked me to do this, I kind of thought, really? And I really haven't spoke to adults like teaching probably about 5 years, so it's kind of unique. I'm not going to teach you guys like I teach the youth. I'm not going to take your cell phones tonight, I promise. Okay, but, it is good to get out of your comfort zone every now and again. And when Pastor asked me this, I was kind of energized and pumped up, really, pumped my faith up. And just to give you guys just a little update on the youth, okay, we have a very strong team back there of leaders that love those kids, okay? They're back there, they support them, okay, and they want those kids to have a relationship with God, okay? That is our number one goal. We can have the most fun in the world. We can go on the best missions trips or, youth events, whatever. But our number one goal is for those kids to know God, okay, to have a relationship. That's my goal, at least, and to have fun, too. So, and I have not shared this with the kids yet, but be praying towards this. This is kind of the starting point for us. We're going to be going on a missions trip in the States this coming summer. So kind of be praying about that. We're going to organize it and get it going here probably after January, like fundraising and stuff. So they don't even know yet. Wow. Pastor does, trust me. Okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you guys. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pray. And Pastor, he gave me the freedom to share a message or to continue on in Colossians. I know you guys are going through Colossians. And I just felt led to continue onward in Colossians tonight. So let's just go ahead and pray real quick. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, just thank you, God, that we're able to gather together, Lord, and to worship you, to get to know you better and each other. Father God, I just pray that you would give us attention, God, a sound mind. Father, and just pray that your will be done tonight. Just pray your Holy Spirit reign, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I am going to be going through these notes that I gave you guys, I'm going to try not to teach you guys, because I teach all day long, every day, but more conversational type. And first of all, I kind of modeled after Pastor Ron, okay, just to be honest. If you're here on Sunday mornings, he gives out the notes, and I kind of copied him this time, okay? So you can tell him that. So I do have a lead verse, 2 Corinthians. It's in your notes. You can turn to your Bibles, too, if you need to. This is the ESV version, everything on the notes. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Okay, and I kind of gave a fancy title to this message. Okay, old self versus new self. Wow, creative, right? Wow, we're going to see that. We're going to get into that here in a minute. I did want to just kind of breeze through the first four verses. Pastor actually taught on that last week. And quick story about Pastor, okay? I can remember going to some of his Bible studies, and he would literally teach on one verse the entire night, okay? He can get that deep into the word, okay? God can give him wisdom just on one verse alone, and it was like gold, okay? So if you guys think four verses, wow, that's not much, okay? Pastor can, he can dig gold, okay? If you're, yeah, willing to listen and cooperate. My quick review here, and I'll just read it, verses 1 through 4 in chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Okay? I really like this, seek things that are above. Okay? And in this life, it's very difficult to just focus on the things of the church. Okay? To be completely honest. Okay? Myself, I am heavily involved with the youth ministry and teaching those kids, serving those kids. But I also teach. I'm a coach. I'm a husband. Okay, I'm an uncle. You name it. Okay, and it is a struggle sometimes. Okay, pastor talks about having one eye on the ground and one eye up to heaven. Okay, and that's very, very difficult. We can get bogged down and struggle with that at times and find balance. There should be balance. Okay, in our lives, whenever we're serving God and doing what we have to do, okay? I'm not saying we should just go and quit our jobs and, you know, start working in a church somewhere, but there has to be a balance. And I often struggle with that sometimes, okay, whenever my life becomes more busy. So I really like that concept. I also like that concept that for you have died and your life is hidden within Christ. And with Christ and God, okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on this evening when we get to the old self and the new self. But I love that concept. And that we're called, the Bible says, that we're to die daily. We're to pick up our crosses daily, okay? And to die to ourself. Okay? And our lives are not our own. Now we're going to cover new territory. Wow, that was quick, right? And we're going to look at the old self. That'd be like the old man. That's like, sinful nature. That's what we're born with. Okay. Pastor Ron actually said a comment last Sunday that you do not have to teach someone how to sin. Okay. You don't have to teach someone how to be bad. Okay. You have to teach them how to be good, right? And teach them how to behave or make them learn the hard way. But we'll get into that. Now, before I get too far, okay, I must confess, and the youth hate this. They hate it because I'm a huge nerd, okay? Like, seriously, okay? Like, sci-fi, fantasy, all that stuff, okay? And my mind instantly goes to, like, references, okay, of like Star Wars. And I started thinking of the characteristics of Jedi Knights and Sith Lords. If you don't know what a Sith is, that's Darth Vader, okay? So this will all apply. So this is more like the new self, okay, or godly self or godly manner. Okay, so the Jedi Knights, just a few characteristics. They serve the living force, okay? Whoop-de-doo, okay? They have meditation. They practice meditation. Okay, that's how they kind of get their strength through the force. Okay, I'm not going to go through that. They have patience. They defend / protect the helpless. They don't act on feelings, anger, or hate. They are humble, and they are selfless. They are not about themselves. Okay, I'm not going to get into a whole lesson about that. And on the flip side of the coin, the Sith, okay, that'd be like the dark side, they crave unlimited power. They act suddenly without ration. They're very passionate. Okay. They act on fear, anger, and aggression. They're also backstabbers. They have self-interest only. They're only worried about themselves, me, myself, and I. And they're very sneaky and deceitful. Okay, they'll do whatever it takes to keep their power and hold on to that power. Okay, so when I look at this old self, I think of the Sith. When I think of the new self, I think of the Jedi. Yeah, I know I'm weird. Okay, so anyway, let's get back on track. So I am under old self, Colossians 3, 5 through 9, and I'll read it. So put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these, you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. I'm going to talk about that here later. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. Okay, so Paul is calling the church in Colossians to put off the old self. Okay, and he says, in these you two once walked. We're going to come back to that verb, walk or walking. Okay, and I'm going to tell you guys a little story. Some of you may or may not know me very well, okay? And I grew up in a very good home. My mom and dad, they're still together to this day. I grew up here in Mexico and did not grow up in the church, okay? Went to Mexico Senior High School, all that, okay? When I was in high school, I had an opinion about everything. I actually have a couple here in the crowd that went to high school with me, okay? And I was very opinionated, and I actually hated Christians, and I was very loud and vocal about it, okay? I made fun of them to their face, and I didn't care, and I made fun of them behind their backs, you know, their friends or whatever, okay? And it's kind of ironic, really, because there were actually members of this church who were in the youth group who would try to witness to me in Mexico High School. And I actually remember them sharing stuff with me, not the exact stuff that they said, but I remember them talking to me about Christ. And they went to this youth group, and I made fun of them for going to this youth group. And guess what? I'm a youth leader of this youth group, okay? Isn't that irony, okay? And I was, if you would ask anybody in high school that I went to high school with, okay, they could probably tell you that I was like the absolute biggest jerk of all time. Vulgar, I hate to say this, but maybe like a womanizer, I guess. I mean, even that young, wow. But seriously, I was a jerk. I didn't care about anyone except for myself. I could care less. If my friends were going through a hard time, whatever, man, deal with it. Toughen up, okay? You know, and I just did not care, all right? And you can ask Peter. He could tell you all about that later. No, just joking, just joking. We graduated together. So the point being, okay, this old self, okay? I lived in this old self for about 20 years, okay? I lived in this old man nature for, you know, about 20 years. I got invited to this church, literally right in this area. I prayed the prayer of salvation with Pastor Ron. Got baptized back there, okay? Got married on the stage, too. So, wow, okay, cool. But, seriously, the best decision I ever made was when I decided to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. And my life, it's been a 180, you know, complete 360-degree change in my life. I'm a totally different person, okay? And it's not me. It's what Christ did. It's what Jesus did. Okay, it's what the Holy Spirit has exposed to me through the Word, the living Word of God. Okay, and brothers and sisters talking to me, encouraging me, prodding me on, okay, correcting me, whatever. Okay, and It's all of God. And it's all of this church. It's all the body of Christ. Okay? Now, there's one verse in there that talks about basically like lewdness of speech. That's like the New King James Version. And I have another quick little story to share with you guys. And this is totally of Christ. Okay? Now, I said in high school, basically I talk like a sailor. Okay? And I every other word was, you know, a four-letter, you know what, okay, or whatever. And when I was saved, you know, it just kind of gradually stopped. I'm not going to say it happened overnight, but it just gradually stopped. I just stopped cussing. Okay, I stopped, you know, saying swear words or whatever you want to call them. Okay, now, is saying a swear word a sin? Not really, but it's what's in here, your heart, okay? And the Lord did a work in my heart. Now, I worked at True Manufacturing for about 3.5 years, okay? And some of you might have worked in that environment. It's not the best environment to work in, okay? Some of the people might be a little, you know, just being honest, a little worldly, a little crude, okay? And their speech may not be the best, okay? Just saying. Now, the people on my line, when I worked there, now this is after I was saved, probably about 2 or 3 years, the people that I worked with, they noticed, hey, man, and like, I'm not even kidding, this was a real conversation. It's like, why don't you cuss? And I'm like, I stopped what I was doing there for a second, and I literally said, I don't know. Oh, and I was like, oh, wait, ding, 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 ding. You know, I was like, well, it's because I'm a Christian. I didn't want to, like, slam the Bible in his face or anything. But literally, it's because I'm a Christian. Okay? And I actually got to share with that coworker Christ because of what Christ did in my heart. Okay? With that small little behavior, small little trait. And I love stories like that. Okay? But anyway, let's continue on. So Paul is telling us to put off the old self, okay, all these nasty things, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, idolatry, you name it, okay? Also, anger. That's something that I had to work on daily. Okay, just being completely honest, that's something the Lord, I asked the Lord, give me patience. Lord, help me not to be angry, okay? Wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. Okay, now, let's see what the new self should be like. And I'll be reading verses 10 through 14. And have put on the new self. Okay, that's like in the middle of a sentence. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Wow, that's powerful. And we'll get to that renewal here in a minute. Some of your minds are probably going to that verse. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian. How do you say that word? Scythian. Okay, I practiced that like 20 times a day. I was like, how do you say that? Anyway. Okay, there you go. Slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. And I'll get to that point here in a minute too. Put on then, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. That's pretty hard too sometimes. So you also must forgive. Okay, so let's dig into this a little bit, okay? Here where it says, here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, sized, barbarian, Scythian, how do you say it again? Okay, I said it right. Slave and free. But Christ is all in all, okay? To me, this spoke to me, okay? I felt, okay, when I first came to Christ, okay, I kind of felt like Paul, when he said he was the chief of sinners. Okay, I kind of felt like Paul, because Paul, he persecuted the church. Okay, he helped with the stoning of Stephen and all that. You know, he went out and, you know, he's going on a crusade for God. He's going to kill the Christians who are heretics. Okay, and I kind of felt like that because of the way I treated my, well, they weren't really my friends in high school because I made fun of them, but my peers, I made fun of them in high school, basically spit in their face, you know, made fun of their religion, and made fun of Jesus Christ, okay? So I kind of had a similar feeling. I didn't kill anybody, okay, I promise. But basically, I kind of had that feeling like I'm not worthy, okay? I'm not, you know, I don't deserve the cross. I don't deserve your grace, God. I don't deserve your mercy, okay? Well, I do, okay? He died on the cross for me. He died on the cross for you. We are forgiven. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Not even our own hearts, okay? But this point here, but Christ is all and in all, okay? That speaks to us, okay? To the quote-unquote Gentiles, okay? We are not Jews. We're not Jewish people, but this extends to us. This extends to the world. For God so loved the world that you guys know the rest, okay? And basically, this extends to us. This extends to everybody. His grace extends to everyone, okay? And then Paul, it's kind of, if you learn the teachings of Paul, learn the letters of Paul, you'll learn that he likes to list things. Okay. I love to list things. Like if you go to my desk at work, there's like 4 or 5 post-it notes with lists on it. Like you need to do this, 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 and this. Okay. But Paul, he likes to list things. Okay. And that's a good thing. Okay, but to me, when he lists things, these are more about conditions. Okay, conditions of your heart. Conditions of what, either what Christ has done or what sin has done. Okay, and when he lists out compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and bearing with one another, okay, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, that's what Christ has done. There's nothing that we can do. It's all Christ. All glory to Christ and allowing Christ to do it through us, really. Okay. And that's going back to that prayer Danielle had about submission. Okay. That's what it's all about. That's really our role. Okay. That's really our role in our Christian faith. And I also had one more point about being renewed. Okay. In verse 10, which it says, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Okay, that made me instantly go to Romans 12:2. Okay, being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Okay, that takes work. Okay, especially in this day and age where we have media, we have Facebook, Twitter, whatever, television, YouTube, just bombarding us every single day. Okay, if you're not plugged into God, you're plugged into something else. Okay, and you're getting something else. So we have to get into that word, the washing of the word, okay? You have to get into that, into the Bible. You have to get away with Jesus, okay? So this new self, I could get into more about the forgiveness of others. And as the Lord, we forgive as the Lord has forgiven. But, you know, just basically, guys, if you can't forgive somebody, okay, for what they've done to you, okay, just let it go. Okay, I don't know how else to say it. There's been some issues in my life, in my adult life, where I've had to forgive that person. Okay, and it's not easy. Okay, sometimes it's daily. Okay, sometimes it's a few times a day, whatever. And I don't even see that person anymore. Okay, I have zero contact with that person. But I just say, guys, just let it go, forgive them. Okay, it's not worth it, okay? Be like your father. Okay, and I just have some, you know, kind of stealing Pastor Ron's little method of teaching again. Kind of has some action steps, and actually it's kind of cool. If you go through Colossians chapter 3, Paul lists out the old self, the natures of sin, the flesh, okay, how we're born, okay, and then the conditions of the new self, what should happen after we're saved, after we commit ourselves to Jesus Christ. And then he kind of goes on, and he kind of just gives you, like, this is what you should do. It's kind of cool how you follow. It's kind of a cool little flow. So we're going to look at how to walk in the new self. Okay, and that was a verb, actually, with the old self. It says, in these you two once walked. Okay, now we're going to see how we should walk in the new self. Okay, and it's pretty, it's not mind-blowing. Okay, it's not like you haven't heard it before, but it's hard to do. Some of these things are very difficult to do and to apply to your life and do daily. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm going to read verse 14 in Colossians 3. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Okay. We all know that God is love. We all know that you know God loves us and that he died on the cross because he loves us. I immediately think of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Okay, and I know it's cliche, but my wife and I are actually celebrating 6 years of marriage this month. But we had that red at our wedding, and I know a lot of weddings have that red, but yeah, it is true, okay? Love is the greatest thing, okay? Love from Christ is the greatest thing. And it is important, okay? God, you know, Jesus himself said that we should love I'm going to get into this, but he also said that we should love our enemy, okay? Not just our neighbors, not just people we're close with, but also our enemies, okay? Can you honestly say, you know, you love maybe that person you're not going to vote for, okay? Can you honestly say that? Can you honestly say that, now this one's probably even harder, ISIS, you know, that's tough. Okay. That's another topic for another day, but yeah. And then in Matthew 22, we should know this. Okay. This is familiar. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Okay. And they're asking Jesus here in the gospel of Matthew. And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so first and second commandment, okay? And basically, you fulfill all the law by doing so. That's Jesus would go on to say that. And love is important. Love, it's what binds us together. Okay, love for Christ and love for the body of Christ. And it's tough. Okay. It is tough. You have to let the love of Christ, dwell in you. Okay. To a degree. The second action step here is peace and thanks. And, Colossians 15 reads, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, okay, but, you know, what if I'm having, like, the worst day of my life? What if, you know, maybe I got let go from my job, or maybe there's a possibility of divorce or trouble at home, a death in the family, whatever, X, Y, Z, whatever, okay? Can you actually let the peace of God dwell in you? Can you actually let the peace of God, can you rest in the peace of God? Okay, that's hard. It can be, okay? And it really boils down to trust, okay? Do you trust God? And then Philippians 4:7 reads, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, okay? Simply put, you guys have got to trust Jesus. I've got to trust Jesus Christ, Okay, the more trust we have in Jesus for our lives, for our future, for our financial security, our children, our jobs, our dreams, our hopes, whatever, okay, maybe even just the church, okay, that's when you're going to have peace, okay? You're under the shadow of his wings, okay? We are. God is our buckler. He is our shield. He will protect you no matter what. And Pastor, he always makes the comment that what's the worst case scenario for a Christian? Death, right? So when we die, we're going to be with God. So that's what we want anyway, right? And then Psalm 7:17 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. This is hard, especially for men, at least in my case, because we're prideful, okay? At least I am, yeah. And we think we can do a lot of things on our own. Like this past summer, my wife and I, we bought a house. And, you know, I really, really had to get on my knees and thank God for that. And it's something we've been wanting for a while. And, you know, for a while there, I kind of felt good about myself. You know, oh, man, I'm an adult finally. Yay. Mortgage payments, right? Oh, yeah, the basement's leaking. Fun, right? No. But seriously, I really had to change my mind around and be thankful. Be thankful that God gave us that house, and he did. Because ultimately, everything is his. Okay, we are just stewards. I'm a steward of that ministry, steward of that house, steward of my job, okay? So be thankful every single day, even if you're going through something very, very hard or not so good, okay? Thirdly, okay, and this is like something I tell the youth every single Wednesday that I teach, okay? Dwell in the Word, Colossians 3:16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness, there it is again, in the hearts to God. Okay. Once again, okay, you know, sometimes we are busy, sometimes I am busy, and I may not, just being completely honest, some days I may not get into the Word, or you may not get into the Word, okay? Now, that's rare, and I don't recommend it. So I would ask you, are you seeking God? Do you have an active relationship with God? Are you reading your Bible? Are you getting away? Are you praying? Are you getting away just like Jesus did, okay? When he would serve, when he would do miracles, if you read in the Gospels, it said that he had to get away with his Father. He had to be alone with his Father. The disciples didn't go. It was just him and God. Okay? So are you seeking God? Do you have a quiet time? Okay? Now, it is not a requirement. It is not a requirement to read our Bibles, to pray, and to come to church. Okay, you all know that. You're smart people. But Christ died on that cross, okay, to have a relationship, okay, a living relationship. And if you're not willing to listen in a relationship, any relationship, it's not going to last long, okay? It's not going to happen, okay? If I just, you know, lock myself in my room when my wife comes home, probably not going to be together very much longer, you know. But you've got to be talking to God. You've got to be seeking him while it is called today. Okay, things are getting scary out there. Okay, and the devil knows that his time is growing short. So we have got to put the time in. We've got to gather much more as the day approaches. Okay, and be seeking God, all right, and have relationship with him. So do you have a living relationship? Okay, I'll quit talking to you like youth now. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, every July 4th-ish, okay, Jerry Jenkins, he comes and he guest speaks here at this church, and I am not even kidding, okay, I've like kept little tally marks in my Bible. He has shared that every single time that I've been here that he's been here, okay, and I believe it. Okay, it's not a requirement, though, okay, but you've got to be in the Bible. You've got to be in that living word, okay? It is living. Now, I teach government, and I always talk about the Constitution, and it is, quote-unquote, a living document, okay? But there's nothing that compares to the Bible, nothing, okay? And then the last action step here, and I like this. Okay, because this applies to everybody. And sometimes we can get caught up in, you know, well, what's my calling? What's God want me to do? You know, what ministry does God want me to be a part of? Or where should I help out in the church? Now, those are good things to ask. Those are good things to ask the Lord and to ask like a pastor or pastor on or whoever, leadership. But this is good application for anybody in the faith. Okay, do everything in the name of the Lord. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I had Christ. Giving thanks, there it is again, three times. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay. Now, that can mean anything. Okay, your job, okay, if you're raising your children, if you are here in the ministry somewhere, okay, you serve maybe an older parent, you have to take care of them, or whatever it may be, okay, everything that you should do it as if you're doing it for God, for Jesus Christ, as if you're serving him, okay, and that's served me well in the public education setting, coaching, in the youth ministry, at home, even when I'm serving my wife, mowing the yard, or whatever, okay, I do it as if I'm working to God. Now, my attitude may not be the best every single time. I might act like a youth sometimes and have an attitude. My mom's here tonight, too. She could probably talk about that and a little bit of attitude. But, yeah, next verse here, Colossians 3, and I'm actually skipping ahead a little bit in the chapter, too, but this applies perfectly here. Colossians 3, 23 through 24, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Okay? And honestly, if you feel like, man, I am not making a difference in church, I'm not making a difference in the body of Christ, you are, okay? You are doing your service, okay? If you're going to your job every single day, doing it to the best of your ability, serving your family, or whatever it is that you do, okay, and you do it for God, that's serving God. Okay, that's service. That is honorable service to God, okay, if your heart's in the right setting, right place. And it can be difficult when you go through the everyday, day-to-day tasks, chores, or whatever, and you just get bogged down. But I'm telling you, just do it as if you're working for God. Okay, He is our ultimate boss. He is our ultimate supervisor. He is our ultimate whatever. Okay, principal in my case, and serve Him. Okay, and then key point here. Going back to that verb of walking. Now, Paul talked about you once walked in the old self. Okay, in those old ways, those sinful manners. Okay, you walked in that nastiness of life. Okay, and he gave us direction of how to walk in the Spirit, essentially. Walk in the ways of Christ, walk in the ways of God, and not in the flesh. Okay, so key point, and we're not going to read the whole thing. It's another list Paul makes, so read it. It's good. Choose, and it is a daily choice. It is a daily task. Again, going back to submission, that's where it all begins. Lord, this day is yours. Lord, I am yours. Have your way with me. Teach me what you want me to do. Okay, so we have to choose to walk in the Spirit, the new self, and not in the flesh, the old self. Okay, and I highly recommend that you read Galatians 5, 16 through 25. Okay, there's some good stuff in there. Wow, I actually spoke shorter in here than I speak in the youth group. That's crazy. The youth are gonna love that, okay? But at this time, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we can kind of spin it around if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns. And let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, just thank you, Lord, that God, you have given us everything we need in this life, God, to follow you, God, to seek you, God, to be followers of you. God, I just pray, Lord, that as we go forward with this conversation, God, that your Holy Spirit just speak to us again, God, and we thank you for this time, Lord, and we commit it to you. Amen. So, comments.